rights men have, where gays can walk down the street holding hands if they want and not have to worry that some jackass is going to call them names, or worse. Where little girls can aspire to be scientists just like little boys, where minorities don't get called spick or gook or kike or anything else like that. And yes, I also want an America where people don't think it's perfectly okay to yell fuck on a crowded airplane. And you know what else? While I may not pine for the old days when Lucy and Ricky had to sleep in separate beds and couldn't even whisper the word pregnant when she so obviously was, I'm not thrilled with the endless junior high sex jokes on Will and Grace either, or the farting contest on Howard Stern Show, or rap lyrics on the radio that go on and on about slitting the bitch's throat and tossing her dead ass out the window, or those nauseating paternity test theme shows that Maury Povich puts on the air every other day, featuring losers trying to figure out who knocked them up. If that's progress, count me out. And just in case you're wondering, no, I'm not the church lady. If Courtney Love or Drew Barrymore wants to flash David Letterman around midnight on national television, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. If Janet Jackson wants to show me her breast or anything else she's got, that's good with me too, but not during the Super Bowl halftime show, when all sorts of people are watching, including one-fifth of all the kids in America under age 11. It's not the vulgarity that bothers me, as much as the rudeness. We invited her into our house to sing, not to undress in front of the whole family. You don't have to be a blue nose to be bothered by that, or by the cheap towel-dropping episode on Monday Night Football either. And if HBO or Showtime wants to run The Sopranos or Deadwood or Queer as Folk or a lot of other stuff that would give the church lady a coronary, no problem with me, because grown-ups have to pay for it, which in my book makes it private, which means it's nobody's business but their own. To tell you the truth, I didn't even care when Dick Cheney told Senator Patrick Leahy what he could do with himself, which I admit struck me as a very good and long overdue suggestion, because he said it privately. If Leahy hadn't leaked it to his pals in the media, it would have stayed between the two of them. Now, if the vice president had told Leahy to go screw himself, say, on Meet the Press, well, that's something else entirely. Here's the problem as far as I'm concerned. Over the years, as we became less closed-minded and more tolerant of all the right things, like civil rights, somehow we became indiscriminately tolerant. You're so judgmental became a major league put-down in Anything Goes America, as if being judgmental of crap in the culture is a bad thing. A slow poison is running through the veins of this great country, and our tolerance of crap is just a small part of it, because the stuff that comes out of the television and radio is only the most obvious evidence of how far south things have gone. Yes, it's easy to believe that it's really nobody's fault, that this is just the way society has evolved, that it's just the end result of impersonal forces beyond anyone's control. But that's not true. There are specific individuals who in various ways are not only screwing things up in this country, but who often are succeeding wildly by screwing things up. This is a recording about those people. A whole bunch of different people who are screwing things up in a whole bunch of different ways. It's about the Hollywood blowhards who think they're smart just because they're famous, and who, when they're not saying other really dumb things, casually compare politicians they don't like in this country to a bunch of Nazis, but think dictators like Fidel Castro are really cool. It's about the cultural elite hypocrites, like the Beverly Hills environmentalist to the stars, who screams at total strangers for driving SUVs while she's tooling around the country in a private jet that sucks up more fuel in 1 hour than most small countries use in a year. It's about the people who make us laugh even when they're not trying, like the congresswoman who thinks hurricane names, I swear I'm not kidding, are too lily white. And that we need more hurricanes with black names. Like what? Deshaun and Shaniqua? But it's also about the ones who infuriate us, like the America bashers, who just days after September 11th couldn't wait to tell us that patriotism...